The National Football League has suspended star quarterback Michael Vick indefinitely. Earlier today, Vick signed a plea deal admitting to being part of a conspiracy to run a dogfighting ring. The ring included gambling and killing dogs that didn't perform well, but Vick says he didn't bet on dogfights. Vick's plea agreement was filed today in federal court in Richmond, Virginia. He will appear in that court Monday to formally plead in the case. We are joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman. And Tom, let's start with this most recent development, Vick's suspension. What do we know about it?
As you said, Robert, today Commissioner Roger Goodell notified Michael Vick that Vick is suspended indefinitely without pay from the NFL, and that's effective immediately. Goodell sent a letter to Vick, and here are a couple of excerpts. Your admitted conduct was not only illegal, but also cruel and reprehensible. Your team, the NFL, and NFL fans have all been hurt by your actions. And then there was this. Your plea agreement and the plea agreements of your co-defendants also demonstrate your significant involvement in illegal gambling. Even if you personally did not place bets, as you contend, your actions in funding the betting and your association with illegal gambling both violate the terms of your NFL player contract and expose you to corrupting influences in derogation of one of the most fundamental responsibilities of an NFL player. This is quite a swift response, Robert. Roger Goodell said he was waiting to hear the details of Mike Vick's plea agreement. He heard them. He acted.
Well, now turning to the plea agreement itself, Vick said he didn't gamble on dogfights. What did he say he did do?
Right. Well, you know, we should follow up a little more on that. The gambling discrepancy was interesting. Vick was trying to differentiate between bankrolling the gambling, which he said he did, and placing bets himself on the fights and collecting money. He was hoping that distinction would show that he wasn't gambling, but obviously Goodell didn't buy that. The other major part of the plea deal was Vick's admission about killing dogs. That's been the most sensational aspect of the case, obviously, and according to the summary of facts which accompanies the plea agreement, Vick and two co-defendants killed 6 to 8 pit bulls by drowning and hanging in April. That's just 4 months ago.
So it's an indefinite suspension from the National Football League. Does Commissioner Goodell give any sense of how long indefinite might be in this case?
He says he'll review the status of the suspension after conclusion of the legal proceedings. We don't know if that includes, you know, the possible jail sentence that Mike Vick faces. Goodell is going to take into account a number of factors during that review, including the resolution of any other charges that may be brought against Vick, Vick's conduct going forward, the specifics of the sentence imposed by Judge Henry Hudson, and any related findings he may make, and the extent to which Vick is truthful and cooperative with law enforcement and league staff who are investigating these matters.
Now that the NFL has acted, would Vick's team, the Atlanta Falcons, would they also take action?
Well, now they have the right to. They've been waiting for Goodell to act. Now that he has acted, he's given them permission to, in his words, assert any claims of remedies available to them under the collective bargaining agreement and the NFL player contract. There has been talk that they will try to reclaim some of the tens of millions of dollars that have been guaranteed to Vick in the form of a signing bonus on his most recent contract and other guaranteed money.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Robert.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman on the indefinite suspension of Michael Vick announced today by the National Football League.